Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a swingy old-school drum and bass sub sign in Ableton Live 12, but we're not just making a low sign tone and calling it a day. We're shaping a bass line that feels like it belongs under chopped breaks, smoky vocals, and that classic 90s darkness. Think eerie, pressure heavy, and alive. The big idea here is simple. In dark DNB, the sub is not just weight, it's emotion. It has to talk to the drums, answer the vocal, and leave enough space so the whole drop still breathes. If you do this right, your bass won't just sit underneath the track, it'll feel like it's driving the tension. Let's start with the source. Predate a MIDI track and load operator. Operator is perfect for this because it stays clean, focused, and easy to control. We want a pure sub first chain, so turn on oscillator A only, set it to sign, and turn off the other oscillators completely. Now shape the amplitude envelope. Keep the attack very fast, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set the decay somewhere around 120 to 250 milliseconds, if you want a slightly more percussive hit, or make the sustain full, if you want the note to hold more steadily. Keep the release short, around 40 to 90 milliseconds, so the notes don't smear into each other. That short release is one of those tiny details that makes the whole line feel tighter and more intentional. If you want a slightly older, slightly more worn feel, add just a touch of pitch envelope, but keep it subtle. We're not making a synth effect here. We're just giving the front of the note a little bit of movement so it feels alive. After operator, add EQ 8, but don't start boosting things. At this stage, the goal is pure and clean. If you need to remove any rumble, high pass only very gently around 20 to 30 Hz. Otherwise, leave the sub intact. Now comes the part where people often go wrong. Writing the line. Don't think of this as a pattern. Think of it as a phrase. In old school DNB, especially when vocals are involved, the bass often works like a response to the vocal line or to the drum phrase. So instead of filling every beat, leave holes. Let the vocal speak first, then let the bass answer. Set your project around 170 to 175 BPM. Build a 2-bar MIDI clip, and keep it simple. 3 to 6 notes is plenty. Use the root, minor third, fifth, octave, and maybe a flattened seventh if you want a darker pull. For example, if you're in a minor, you might hit A on beat 1, then answer with C a little later, maybe land on G in the next bar, then give a short response note at the end of the phrase. The important thing is not the exact notes, it's the spacing. Leave room where the vocal lands. Let the bass come in after the phrase instead of crowding it. Also, keep note lengths tight. Short sub notes, around 8 notes or quarter notes, usually hit harder in this style. Longer notes only work when you really want to hold tension across a gap, like before a fill or a drop reset. And here is a really useful tip. Try ending bass notes just before the kick accents instead of directly on top of them. That little move creates motion and keeps the low end from piling up. Now let's give the line some swing. Use Ableton's groove pool instead of randomly nudging notes around. You want the timing to feel intentional. Something like an MPC-style groove or a groove pulled from a break can work really well, but keep it subtle. Start around 15 to 35% groove amount, with 1/16 as your bass quantize. The drums can carry most of the shuffle. The bass should lean, not wobble. Then manually adjust a few note starts and ends. Let some response notes sit a touch late for drag. Push a pickup note slightly early if you want it to tug into the drop. Keep the root notes tighter than the higher response notes. That contrast is part of what makes the groove feel human. Next, we give the sign some attitude. A pure sign is too polite by itself. To make it work in a 90s-inspired dark DNB context, add controlled harmonics. Saturator is a great starting point. Try around 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and balance the output so the level matches the bypassed sound. You want more character, not just more volume. You can also use drum bus lightly, or even very subtle redux if you want a little grit. The key word is subtle. If the bass starts sounding fuzzy in the wrong way, pull it back. In this style, the dirt should help the bass translate on smaller speakers and give it attitude, but the low end still needs to stay disciplined. Now let's move into motion. Add auto filter after the saturation. A low pass filter works really well here, either 12 or 24 dB slope. Keep the cutoff somewhere in the 90 to 300 Hz range depending on how much harmonic content you want to let through. Use only a small amount of resonance. You're not trying to make it scream, you're trying to make it breathe. A slow LFO can also be useful. But again, keep it subtle. A filter drift over 1 or 2 bars can create a haunted, evolving feel without making the sound obvious. Another great move is to automate the cutoff across an 8-bar phrase so it opens a little in the second half, then closes again as you return to the drop. That kind of movement gives you tension and release without needing extra elements. If you want more depth, duplicate the bass and make a second layer for harmonics only. High pass that layer somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, then process it a little more aggressively. This gives the main sub room to stay solid while the upper layer carries the character. Now let's talk routing. In advanced DNB, the bass should be organized. Put your sub and harmonic layer into a bass group, then treat them differently. The sub stays clean, mono, and centered. The harmonic layer can have more width and more bite, but the real weight has to stay focused. On the bass boss, use EQ8 only for small corrections. If the low mids are muddy, maybe trim a bit around 180 to 350 Hz, but don't get surgical unless you need to. Then use glue compressor lightly, maybe just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, to glue the layers together, and make sure anything below roughly 120 Hz stays centered. If you want stereo movement, give that to the harmonics, the atmosphere, or the vocal effects, not the sub. Now let's lock the bass to the drums. This is where the sound stops being a generic bass line and starts becoming proper DNB. Look at your break or program drums and find the holes. The bass should answer the break, not fight it. If there's a strong kick transient, shorten the bass before it. If there's a ghost snare or fill, let the bass step back for a beat. A good way to think about the arrangement is in phrases. For example, bars 1 and 2 can be sparse and vocal-led. Bar 3 can give the drums a little room to breathe. Bar 4 can bring in a lower response note or octave move. Then bars 5 and 6 repeat the idea with a small variation. Finally, bars 7 and 8 strip back before the switch up. That kind of structure keeps the listener leaning forward. Because this lesson is focused on vocals, the vocal should act like the anchor. If the vocal phrase lands, maybe the bass backs off slightly under it. If you have a chopped vocal stab, try placing the bass note just a 16th later. That tiny delay creates tension and makes the bass feel like it's haunting the phrase instead of just supporting it. You do not always need a compressor for ducking. Sometimes the cleanest solution is simply not putting a bass note under the vocal word. That's a very advanced kind of restraint, and in DNB, restraint can hit harder than overprocessing. Now for a powerful move, resample it. Once you have a bass phrase that feels good, bounce it to audio or record it in real time. A lot of classic feeling bass in modern DNB comes from committing to audio. It lets you make micro edits, reverse tiny tails, clip note endings, and create new variations much faster. You can keep one clean sub version, one dirtier club version, and maybe a breakier intro version. Resampling also gives the line that slightly more printed, recorded feel, which really suits 90s-inspired darkness. As you arrange, think in terms of energy and space. An intro might feature filtered vocal fragments, atmosphere, and teased sub hits. The build can pull the bass out or low pass it down while the snare pressure rises. Then the drop lands with full sub, vocal answers, and just enough harmonic edge. Later, you can create a switch up by stripping the drums or flipping into a halftime feel for a bar. Then bring the groove back with a slightly different bass shape or a heavier saturation setting. One of the best habits you can build is checking the track at low volume and in mono. If the bass disappears at low volume, it probably needs better harmonic support, not more volume. If it gets muddy, check the 200 to 400 Hz area. If it clashes with the kick, shorten the note tails or move the bass off the kick transient. And if the vocal is gang masked, reduce the harmonic layer before you touch the sub. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the sub louder just because it feels weak. Make it better placed. Don't overswing both the drums and the bass, or the groove can start to wobble instead of rolling. Don't widen the sub, and don't over-distort it. The goal is audibility, translation, and atmosphere, not fuzz for its own sake. Here's the mindset to keep throughout this lesson. Phrases, not patterns. Let the bass sound like a reply. Use note endings, tiny release changes, and silence as creative tools. Keep the low end disciplined, and let the harmonic layer carry the attitude. If you want to practice this properly, build a two-bar phrase at around 174 BPM using only 4 notes. Place the vocal first, then make the bass answer in the gaps. Add subtle groove, a little saturation, and a low-pass filter. Duplicate the track and make a harmonics layer. Then arrange 8 bars with a sparse section, a fuller section, a gap, and a variation. Bounce it and check it in mono. If the bass feels heavy, eerie, and musical at the same time, you're in the right place. That's the zone where old-school DNB darkness lives. Clean sub, subtle swing, space around the vocal, and just enough grit to make the whole thing feel like it came off a foggy 90s rave tape. Now go make that low and speak.